killed dozens of members of Hamas as it intensifies ground operations in Gaza. It says it's hit hundreds of targets. A doctor working in a hospital in the territory says shells have been falling nearby. Dr. Ghassan Abu Sitter sent this voice note explaining what it's like for patients.
Lying on the floors and on multiple trolleys and on mattresses waiting for their turn to get into the operating room. The pounding, I mean, they're shelling somewhere very close because the buildings are just shaking.
Authorities in Germany say at least five construction workers have died after scaffolding fell down a shaft at a building site in Hamburg. Several more people are understood to be missing. New offshore oil and gas licences have been awarded for the UK. The regulator, the North Sea Transition Authority, says 27 new permits will boost UK energy security. The REC wants major fuel retailers to cut petrol prices by 5p per litre because of a lower wholesale cost. It says supermarkets are raising their margins to 14p per litre, double the long-term average. Artificial intelligence tools are being rolled out in England schools to help teachers. The technology includes AI-designed lesson plans and quizzes. Education Minister Robert Halfond says using AI will save teachers time.
We're investing £2 million into the Oak Academy to help teachers with AI, to help them, in essence, have a virtual personal assistant at their desk to help them collaborate and share best practice. It means more time spent in the classroom.
And the number of mortgages that were approved last month is the lowest since January. The Bank of England says British lenders accepted just over 43,300, which is a little lower than predicted. That's the latest. I'm Daryl Jackson.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Daryl.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Oh, right, let's... I've just written the word clear pate duty. I'll tell you more about that in a while. Anyway, the words you write, eh? Let's have a look at the weather for today. 15 degrees, light rain showers and a gentle breeze. It's a little bit overcast here in Brentwood, but you will get some sunshine. About a 40% chance of rain around about 4 o'clock, but it should remain dry, fingers crossed. And then tomorrow, it's a little bit unsettled, cloudy. Possibility of rain in the morning and then some sunshine and cloud. So similar to today, and then tomorrow night you've got about a 70% chance of rain.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through till 1. I saw a couple of films actually over the last couple of weeks, and I haven't been to the cinema for ages, and I do like... Well, actually, the last time I went to the cinema, I went to one of the super plush ones in Chelmsford where you got the sofa. I can't remember what I saw. This is about 10 months ago. I loved it. Very expensive, though. But just really nice to go and sit in the comfy chairs, and they came over with a glass of wine. I was like, oh, I like this. Cost a fortune. But it was really nice. You know, it wasn't a date or anything like that. It was just an afternoon or evening out. I like doing last-minute unplanned things. So it was just nice. You know, I like going out and, getting out and about. So... I have watched a few films, and I wanted to say about Indiana Jones. Now, I was put off seeing it because I've read loads of reviews where they said Indiana Jones, you know, Harrison Ford, it's a shell of his former self. It's all been, brought into the, woke era. I think that's the words some people use. It's all very, the female lead is taken over and blah, 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 blah. And I thought, and after I read everything, it was like, you know, especially about Indy being like a shell of his former self. And I thought, I don't know if I want to watch that because I love Indiana Jones. I really like Harrison Ford. I've grown up with that, with, you know, Star Wars and watching Indiana Jones films and all the stuff that he's been in. You know, the films, I can't remember what they're called now. I should know, where he plays the president or, you know, the president one. Forgotten. In Clear and Present Danger, is it? Or something like that? Anyway. So I love him as an actor. I think he's a really good actor. And Star Wars, etc. But, so Indiana Jones, I watched it. And I thought it was brilliant. And I think everybody... there were so many bad reviews. Isn't it weird? Because you see these reviews and you go, oh, no, I'm not going to watch that. And it was absolutely brilliant. If you've not seen it and you're a fan of the other films, it isn't like the other films. It's got some immense sort of chases and scenes in it. But you do see Indiana Jones, because they're so good with their CGI now. He looks, you know, 30 or 40 years younger in some of the scenes, because it goes back in time. And I really enjoyed it. And I don't think the film dragged. It had a lovely ending. I won't give too much away. And it was just, yeah. And I would love him to do another film. I don't think he is going to do another film of Indiana Jones. But at least they didn't do what they did in Star Wars. Now, I went to see Star Wars in good faith when Harrison Ford was in it. In good faith. And I sat there going, oh, yeah, Harrison Ford. And then he got killed off. And I sat there and I just went, what? They're in this in the middle of the cinema going, what the hell's going on? They've just killed him off. I just couldn't believe it. And then I sat there thinking, no, he's going to come back in a minute. He would have, you know, because he got pushed off the bridge by his son, didn't he? I can say that now because you probably have seen the film. And I was so angry. I was so angry. I could have written and complained to somebody. That's how bad it was. But I did like Indiana Jones. So that is one film I did see. The other film that I've watched recently, I didn't see it in the cinema. Big fan of Tom Cruise, love Tom Cruise, does some really good films. I like him when he does sci-fi. And I particularly like him, actually, in Interview with the Vampire, where he was playing a baddie. I love him in that film with Brad Pitt. Anyway, so I watched Mission Impossible, and they had, like, I don't quite understand what's happened, but they had, it was quite schmaltzy, some of the dialogue, so they'd have things like, okay, let's say the guy's name was Dave, right? Okay, Dave, so what we're saying is we need to get on that train, we need to get there at 2 o'clock, and then we've got to wait for that bloke to come over, and what we'll do, that's right. So what about if we do this then, Gary? What about if we do that, Gary? What about if we do this? And we go round that corner, that's right, Dave, we're going to do it. And it was that kind of dialogue, so they're telling you the story, but it wasn't like a real, the conversations in part of it weren't like real conversations you'd have with your friends, you know. And also there's some fantastic stunts in it, don't get me wrong, but there's one where, you know, Ethan Hawke, who is like, well, basically he's like a killer, and he probably doesn't have much empathy really because of the job he does, but he gets very hesitant about doing something, about doing a jump, and you're like, well, you know, normally he just throws himself off any building he can. So, I wasn't impressed. There's part two coming up. Maybe part two will save itself. They also killed off a character, which I was like, why, you know. They killed off a character, I have to tell you. Now, this person is meant to be an expert on shooting, okay? Now, all throughout the film, she's on a rifle, she's an expert shooter. But then she goes to fight somebody with a sword, when really she could have gone to a building about half a mile away, seen the bloke on the bridge, and then just shot him. Rather than turn up with a sword. I know it's a film, but, you know, there was bits in it that I kind of went, not sure. Anyway, let me know what's been a disappointment for you with regards to film, not radio shows, obviously. What's been a disappointment? What film have you gone, oh, no, 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 no. Here's Pilar. Here's Pilar. Featuring Sophie and Spexner with Groove Jet. If This Ain't Love. Then we've got One More Time coming up. George Bone and Beat Bakery. Plus our very own Leanne with Oh No.
My eyes on you, your eyes on me. Moving left and right, but you're all I see. Let's make a move, don't go away. This feeling's worth too much and I'm here to stay. Can't escape you when you say you love me. In the crowded room and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. And you're showing me the way. We could stay. Your eyes, we'll set the scene. Cause our love isn't built for the TV screen. Start the show, set us free. Let's experiment, make some chemistry. Can't escape you when you say you love me. Try to room and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. It's safe.
Comes out and the rain. know. That's all I hear.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back! At the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Baby, put your hands on me.
She was the girl next door, that's my fine ass neighbor. Told her if she wants some sugar, baby, don't be a stranger. And she said, when I need something sweet, I'll be coming over to you. That girl was knocking, knocking, knocking in the middle of the night, wearing nothing but a robe that she took off inside. And she said, boy, I'm getting cold, here's what I need you to do. You're the only one I need. So baby, put your hands on me, both hands on me. When we dance, put your hands all over me.
Hey, alright, so been such a long time since I've been lucky. Don't have to be shy, say how bad you want me. Come and touch me tenderly. So come and give me that body heat. I want your body heat on me. I can barely sleep. I'm trying to turn up the degrees with you all over me. Darling, you are the only one I need.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid.
Just as long as you kiss me before you leave.
So, baby.
Yeah.
Do you know what? In my excitement earlier, I forgot to do traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Get right, told off that. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel for you. Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. Temporary traffic signals due to construction on the A103 London Road, both ways at Caverners Road. You've also got temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the B186 Worley Hill, both ways at Woodham Road. And you've also got temporary traffic signals due to water main work on Hartswood Road at Eleanor Way. And you've also got temporary traffic signals on the A128 Ingrave Road at Queens Road. Let's have a little look here. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run and coming back through the tunnel. Temporary traffic signals due to gas may work on the B186 Worley Street at Upminster Trading Park as well. There's quite a few roadworks around at the moment. Heading up towards the M11, no problems there. A1023 is running absolutely fine, but you do have the speed restrictions, 40 mile an hour between junctions 13 and 16 while they do the much needed repair work to the roads. But if you're heading up to Chelmsford, it shouldn't be too much of a problem. More traffic and travel in an hour. Oh, I tell you what, that went right. I'm turning up the headphones, turning down the headphones at the moment, and I've just literally that just went straight. I just heard this noise go bong, 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 like it just went straight in my ear. It just made me jump. Oh, I'm very thirsty today. I don't know why. Do you know what I had for breakfast? I have to tell you. I haven't, for the last 2 days, I've had a bacon roll. I bought these rolls. They're so soft and delicious. And I don't normally have bacon for breakfast, but I've had it. And I've got bacon roll. And then what I do is I get a tin of tomatoes, not whole tin, but half tin. And then I put it in the frying pan after I cook the bacon. And then I put in some black pudding, which is already cooked. And some tomato sauce, black pepper and salt. Oh, it's lovely. And then I dip my bread with my bacon roll into the black pudding and tomatoes. I love a bit of black pudding. It's so rich. I don't think it's bad for you. Nice in a salad. But, yeah, I do like a bit of black pudding. And that's just, you've got the nice crispy bit of the bacon. No butter in the bread roll. I'm not, you know, I'm being health conscious. And then I dip it into the black pudding and tomato. Oh. Here is Paloma Faith, How to Leave a Man. Well, as quickly as you can.
You'll know when you're tired of neglect and degraded. He'll find out when he wakes up alone. He'll call you 10 times, but don't take it. Don't take it. Oh, oh, oh. Pack up all your clothes. Car is full of cash. Head on down the road. No, no, no. Creeping
Is The Trusted with a Marrow. I don't think I've heard that one before. Just coming up to 11:31 on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, Abby Flynn is back. This time, though, this is her first independent release, and it's called My Own Woman. It's doing brilliantly. She's been played on BBC Introduce, and we have the track first, and here she is.
Improve me or pull me apart. If life is a movie, see the world and I said go.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leolina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
can dream of you.
What's that? Dream of what? Sleep. I thought she said sheep.
So I can be with you.
Oh, did you hear that laugh? I sounded like a sheep. I went, ah. I was just listening to the lyrics thinking, what's going on there? What's that? Oh, dear. No. Oh, God, this is awful. I don't want to read that story. No, I'm not reading that. Let's have a look. Is there anything happy anywhere in the news at the moment? Not really. No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to read anything out from the news because it's all too depressing. I think I'm just going to play something. What should we play? Let's have a look. Oh, do you know what I was talking about? Jamiroquai. I do love Jamiroquai. He's out there dancing about all over the place at the moment. I really wish I got to see him. I think he was over in Australia. Oh, well, he's so famous all over the place, isn't he? I love a bit of Jamiroquai. Here he is with Blue Skies.
So these are the figurines acting out all the scenes before my eyes. I thought I knew them all by name, but they started looking much the same, and it's no surprise that I don't wanna listen too much. How can I give up on all the days I know I've won? There's nothing but rainbows. I believe in the shadows behind me. Thought I might be dropping. I don't wanna listen.
gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Types do a waging world. A mother feels so shocked. Father's world is rocked. And their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't that peachy keen. Now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need? Oh, tell me why. Wants to play with the toys a while. And school's out early, and soon we'll be learning. And the lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles, and the captain tackles with the problems of the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die? Die, oh, and the silicon chip inside a head gets switched to overload. Oh, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure?
There we go, that's the Boomtown Rats. You don't like Mondays. I don't mind them. The clocks went back, didn't they? All day down. Give it a bit of emotion there. Yeah, the clocks went back. And I was thinking, am I going to get less sleep? You got more, didn't you? But now, really, it's 11.52, but it should be 12.52, isn't it? I know it is 11.52, but I always find it confusing. So it gets darker now in the evenings. And I always find, see, when it gets to about 4 o'clock and it starts getting dark, I fall asleep. Also, I have to get my electric blanket down. I've got blankies, you see. I do love my little snuggly blankies. And during the summer, I'd say from sort of like, I don't know, May, June or something, they disappear. And then now they have to come back. I like them on the sofa. So when I'm sat there, because I've got the most uncomfortable sofa in the world, I've got a lovely two-seater love seat, which is just big enough for me. And the sofa that I've got is like, it doesn't match the other chair. I've got a mishmash of furniture, which I quite like. And it is a Chesterfield. I bought it because I love the style of it. Most uncomfortable thing I've ever had in my life. So when you sit in it, and the seat of it is not big enough to accommodate my actual bottom. So you're not actually, you can't sit back far enough. I got quite a small sofa because my house is quite small. But really, I should have got, I might actually have to upgrade it, because it's just, I do love my sofa. It's lovely. It's still not comfortable. You can't. I like to sit with my feet up, you see, And this is just not comfy. But yeah, I've got to get the electric blanket. I bought that last year and I kept going on to you because it costs like 30 pence or something to have that on for hours. Well, about 6 hours or something ridiculous. But I love it because if I'm really cold, I can put it on hot and it gets hot very quickly and then just turn it down and it just keeps you, you know, toasty. I'm not sure about having an electric blanket when I'm asleep or having one on during the night. I don't know if I'd like, I don't think I'd be keen on that. But this is quite a nice one. I don't know if you can actually wash the blankie, though, so I have to be very careful with that blankie not to have any food or anything on it because it's obviously got electrics on it. I don't think you can take it out. Well, you can't, can you? You can't put it in the washing machine with a plug on it. No, don't do that. Don't do that. No, that's not right. I've not heard from Billy Brown. I hope he's okay. And Sharky and Splodge the Cats are doing fine. But this is Billy Brown with his track, this is version Orb, Satisfaction.
I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. And I try, and I try, and I try, and I try. I can't get no, I can't get no. When I'm driving in my car and a man comes on the radio, he's telling me more and more about some useless information supposed to drive my imagination. I can't get no, 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 no. Hey, 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 that's what I say. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get me no satisfaction. And I try, and I try, and I try, and I try. I can't get me no, I can't get me no. When I'm watching my TV and a man comes on to tell me how white my shirt should be, but he can't be a man 'cause he does not smoke the same cigarettes as me. I can't get no, 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 no. Hey, 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 that's what I say. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get me no girl reaction. And I try, and I try, and I try, and I try. I can't get me no, I can't get me no. When I'm riding round the world and I'm doing this and I'm singing that and I'm trying to make some girl who tells me, baby, better come back later next week, 'cause you see I'm on a losing streak. I can't get no, 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 no. Hey, 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 that's what I say. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get me no girl reaction. I can't get me no, I can't get me no, I can't get me no, I can't get me no satisfaction. Satisfaction. I can't get me no, I can't get me no.
That is Billy Brown with his version of Satisfaction. Loads more coming up today, including my mate coming up at 1 o'clock. It's Bob Simpson sitting in for the one and only Scott Ross for today. And then you've got Joe Bailey with Drive Time, Andy Gardner with Under the Radar, and Fixter with Turn It Up.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
I love local radio. It's like spending time with a friend.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.